Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Glad to say Martin Murphy joins us on the line from headquarters. And Martin, thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.
No problem, Patrick. Looking forward to a great weekend, all right. Hopefully, weather plays ball, everything goes ahead as normal. And it'll be, you know, some tremendous racing tomorrow with Apple Jade, of course, the star and the Irish champion hurdle. And then, of course, the Unibet Gold Cup on Sunday as well, the highlight of with 8th grade 1 races over the 2 days. Really, really looking forward to a tremendous weekend's racing.
Yeah, it is very much a super weekend's racing, and we're going to get stuck into it in a second, Martin. But this weather has been really creating havoc over the last couple of weeks, but it seems to be that the forecast for the weekend might be settling down some small bit.
Well, let's hope so. I mean, all the week we're obviously liaising with Leopardstown the whole week. We have to change around the order tomorrow because they're very afraid of frost tonight. So we put the hurdle races first. The bumper actually is run as the fourth race in the car, which, as you know, would be very unusual. Normally it's the last race. And then the three chases would be run last. Just in case there's any frost on the ground, and hopefully it would thaw out fairly, you know, during the course of the day. So the chase course should be fine for tomorrow then, having it as the fifth, sixth and seventh races. And then on Sunday, eight races there. Hopefully there won't be any problems there either. There's a bit of a frost on Saturday night, and hopefully the temperatures for Sunday morning are quite good. And if there was any frost lying around, it should be well dissolved with time racing starts at 12:40.
Yes, so some superb racing to be looking forward to this weekend, Martin. I'm going to get stuck straight into it with the 15 races that's on offer at Leopardstown over the weekend. And the opening race on Saturday afternoon with a 12:50 kickoff is the Lacey and Partners Solicitors Novice Hurdle Grade 1 contest, 2.6 the distance. There's a massive field here of 16 runners and a huge field with plenty of form and depth.
Yes, indeed, Patrick. It's actually unusual to see so many runners in a Grade 1. I can't remember last night 16 runners in a Grade 1 race, especially a novice race, but certainly very wide open. I suppose notable absentee would be Battle Over Diane. He would have been a strong favourite here, but with him out of the race now, obviously Willie Mullins has 5 runners in the race, just to give an example there. Gordon Elliott has a couple in that as well. A couple of, you know, very useful maiden hurdle winners, like the Big Dog for Pat Fahey. He was a good winner, Gordon Parr. Me stepping up in class here, but he could run well at a decent price. Also likes of Embrum Mitcha for Henry de Bromhead. Seen him in a Nace in December. I thought he'd run very well. But the one I was liking myself is a horse called Dun Vegan. Again, Pat Fahey for Andrew Lynch. Now, this lad was a very good bumper horse last season, won twice actually, including at the Punchdown Festival. And he made a very good start to his hurdling career when winning very well at Ferry House before Christmas. I thought it was a good performance. A real nice horse, this fella. And he could improve enough here to win this, but it is, as you say, a very wide open contest. To pick at the Mullins quintet, it's hard to know really. Relegate, of course, won the champion bumper last season. Didn't do all that well in our first run over hurdles, but did win well at Nace last time, and Ruby Walsh has chosen to ride her, which could be significant. The bottom one there, Sal Saretta, good winner last time at Limerick. She'd have no problem with the trip, and that one certainly you'd have to be one for the shortlist. Also, horse called Get a Reason, the mount of Keith Dunhu, was third last time to Battle Over Diane at Nace. So all this kind of form was interlinked. Very, very tight race this, I think. There was a shock result here last year with Tower Bridge winning at 25-1. I wouldn't be surprised if an outsider won this, or maybe a horse is maybe less exposed. I'm going to take a chance on Dun Vegan.
Okay, the second race, one of the big races of the weekend, is the BHP Insurance Irish Champion Hurdle. We've last year's winner in here in Super Sunday. We've got the Champion Hurdle second from last season in Mellon. And we've got Apple's Jade Martin as well, who is very much a mare that has shown unbelievable class this season. She's probably, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but is she going to be one of the first horses to win a Grade 1 over 3 miles, 2.5 miles, and now 2 miles in one season?
I think you could be right there, Patrick, absolutely. I mean, I haven't seen that happen too many times before. And, like, there's no doubt that the trip here, 2 miles, is the question mark. She's been so much better. She, you know, she was a very good mare as a four-year-old a couple of seasons ago. She won a Grade 1 at Aintree over the 2 miles by 41 lengths. She also won the Punchdown Champion Four-Year Hurdle very easily as well. But since then, she's been campaigned mainly over longer distances. And she really has excelled. 3 mile hurdle last time, she was a very good winner. Also, the 2.5 miles, the Bine Hurdle, the Smaller Hurdle and Navan as well. She just has looked so much better this season, as we said. And of course, the Hattons race was really impressive, over 2.5 at Ferry House, slamming Super Sunday by 20 lengths. And, you know, on this season's form, she's in really, really in tremendous form. She's getting £7 off the likes of Mellon and Super Sunday. And you can see why she's going to start a fairly warm favourite, say around 5-4, even money. In saying that, she is taking on some very good rivals here. Mellon, of course, you know, second in last year's champion hurdle. That was a tremendous run against Booger there, only got beaten half a length. He then fell, unfortunately, at Punchdown at the third last, when in with every chance in the Punchdown champion hurdle that was won by Super Sunday. And this year, I think, his only run today was, he finished fourth last time behind a surprise kind of winner in the Ryanair Hurdle here at Christmas. The Super Sunday was second on that occasion. Charger was the winner. I thought Mellon didn't look all that brilliant in the parade ring. I thought it wasn't a bad run. I think he'd improve an awful lot. And I suppose he's got, you know, the benefit of that run behind now. We should improve an awful lot. And he's got, you know, going back for a champion hurdle again this year, he'll have to put up a very good performance. I think the vibes are more stronger about him tomorrow than they were forced him out this season in the Ryanair. He certainly did kind of look like he needed a run. So he should improve an awful lot. And Ruby horse rides him. But I do like Super Sunday as a horse. He was caused a bit of a surprise last year when beating Faheen in this race. But looking back, you know, he ran a very good race, second to Stairs Hurdle at Cheltenham. Then he won the Punchdown Champion Hurdle over 2 miles. And this season, he started off beating 20 lengths by Apple's Jade, but ran much better last time and just beaten by Sharjah. I thought he was a bit unlucky in that run, and the run down to the last hurdle. He got slightly interfered with, had to be switched out. And I just have a feeling that Super Sunday could actually do it again tomorrow. He's my choice to beat Apple's Jade, and it should be a cracking contest.
Okay, the 2 o'clock is the Grade B Ladbrokes Hurdle, Martin, always known as the Sweeps Hurdle. Only 19 declared for this one, but there is that £100,000 bonus again if the winner of this goes on to win the Coral Cup at Cheltenham.
Yeah, and it's all about Charles Burns' horse here, I suppose, perhaps. He won there late. He's one of the most improved horses this season. He won his two races in good style, but it's gone up £25 in this. The handicapper hasn't actually missed him. He starts off a mark of 119. Now he's up to 144. David Russell retains the mount. And I can see why he started around 3-1, 7-2 favourite. He does have a strong field to beat here, it has to be said. And of course, climbing up the handicap, he just wouldn't know. I presume he's after that bonus, because he will be well fancied for the county hurdle if he wins this one at the Cheltenham Festival. And that £100,000 bonus is certainly well worth going for. But it's a strong field, as I say. Lots of horses in with chances. Tudor City was a horse that he beat the last time, actually, at Ferryhouse. He's much better off at the way it's now. But Tudor City is the type of horse that seems to be placed all the time and very rarely wins. He finds it hard to get his head in front. The likes of Jetez for Jessica Harrington was a good winner here at Christmas. Went up £8 for that. And then Ram Wellman chasing home Felix Dejee in a graded race at Punchdown a couple of weeks ago. Jessica Harrington's charge has a big chance here. Also, Des McDonough runs Hearts or Trumps. He's a very consistent horse this season. Won at Punchdown, finished fourth last time, actually behind Wonderlate, and would have to be given a bit of a chance as well. Down towards the bottom, Eclair de Beaufort, I think, for Gordon Elliott. He's a much improved novice. Took a while to lose his maiden tag, but since then has won well, and has gone up £9, but still only has to carry 10-5. Jack Kennedy rides that one, and he certainly would be one for the shortlist. And even at one of the veterans of the race, Jetski, actually, could be interesting here. Of course, former champion hurdle winner, has dropped down a fair bit in the weights, ridden by young Darrell Keefer, claiming £7, and only put the 11 stone on his back. He certainly would have a bit of a chance at a decent price. So it's a wide open contest. I just think Wonderlust is on the upgrade and might be able to go in again, but it would be very much afraid of Eclair de Beaufort.
Okay, the Grade 2 Matheson Bumper is the fourth race in the card, Martin. As we mentioned at the top, the card has been turned upside down just to give the chase course a chance to toss tomorrow morning. And it's all about one horse, really, Martin. A horse that won his very impressive point-to-point down in Ballinabool. Has won two bumpers on the bounce this season, of course. We're speaking of Envoy Alan.
Yeah, I think he's going to win, Patrick, all right. It was very impressive at Hollings. I was on Avon that day when he won. He won the Ferryhouse 2 weeks before. He looks a real chaser in the make it. There's no question about that. The good ground might be a slight issue over 2 miles of Leopardstown, but I do think he's good enough to win. He's to give £3 and more to the rest of the field here. But there's a couple of decent winners in the race, likes of Embitter won first time out. The Tickless was well beaten last time, but was a winner before that. And William Warren's Mount Leinster was beaten here when a beaten favourite at Christmas. A little bit disappointing, only third. He's already won at Ballinrobe. Dermot Wells' Neptune was a good winner last time, but that was over 2.5. I think he's going to struggle to keep up to the likes of Envoy Allen, who probably will be the banker of the day for most people here.
Okay, the next race is the Ladbrokes Dublin Steeplechase, Martin, and of course, and now upgraded to a Grade 1 after a successful race last year. We've got the defection of Footpad, which has left only 6 runners in the race. Minno is a short price favourite, but can St. Calvados' Victor from Nace last November, can he go on to win this?
He's got a good chance, all right, Patrick. He was well beaten last time in the single creek, but I wouldn't mind that. He does want softer ground, though, which could be a bit of a problem here. The other English one, Simply Ned, is a tremendous record at Leopardstown. He was second race last year, but he'd won at Christmas here very well under Mark Walsh, and he beat Footpad on that occasion. That was a great performance, great price, 16-1. He just seems to love Leopardstown. I think he's going to be the biggest danger to Min again, although last year Min won by 12 lengths from Simply Ned, and I just honestly think Min is good enough to do it again. Maybe he's too short a price to suggest backing him, but I really think he's a very good horse. He was a good winner to John Durkin over 2.5. Dropping back to 2x1 shouldn't be too much of a problem, and I think he's definitely good enough to win here. Castlereagh's Paddy is an interesting horse for Pat Fahey. fourth last time, though, Simply Ned, leaves him with plenty of ground to make up on him, and I think he just runs off the ground as well. Especially Tiara looks like a force of all. He was a very good horse when he won, says Coach, won the Champion Chase in Cheltenham in 2016, but I just can't see Min getting beaten here. I think he's one of the best of the day, even though he will be sharp price.
The Frank Ward Arkle Novice Chase is another grade one in the card, over 2 miles and 1. Great to see the Richburg running in this race, but also super to see some English raiders here, in especially in Knocknos.
That's right, indeed, Patrick. And this one has a real good chance for Gary Moore and his son Jamie riding it. Second last time to Master Dino at Plumpton, a very good novice chase. Now, Master Dino's horse trained in France. He was immediately installed as JLT favourite for Cheltenham in March, but unfortunately, a couple of days later, discovered that Master Dino had injured a leg, so he's out for the season. But certainly, Knocknos put a good performance in that day, and the connection felt that maybe he didn't get the 2 mile 3 trip. He's gone back to the distance of 2 mile 1, which is certainly suited. He was a good winner newbie before that, and he must have a big chance here. In saying that, Richburg has done nothing wrong at all this season. He's won 3 of his 4 race over fences. The only time he got beaten was by Delta Work in the Drinmore over 2.5. I think he's very impressive for winning here at Christmas, and I think he might just be good enough to win again. Duke of the Tay for Gerard Elliott has improved dramatically over fences of late. He won his 2 handicaps in good style, and he has a rating of 151, which doesn't put him far behind the favourite. He's on 154, and he could improve enough to go very well for Davy Russell. Of the other ones, maybe mainly can, by the Rev, Us and Them, they all have ground to make up on Richburg. I think Richburg can keep his good run going and maybe win this, but certainly would be very fearful of Knocknos.
Okay, and the final race of the card tomorrow is the Goff's Handicap Chase over 2 mile 1, and we've got a field of 15 going to post.
Yeah, the final race in the card, open looking contest here in England, from here, Nicky Richard, Duke and Evan heads the race under Ryan Day, and his form isn't bad, so he certainly wouldn't be without a chance. I think Henry Devonhead's Mind's Eye for Rafer Blackmore finished fifth last time to the Richburg in the Grade 1. That probably was just, you know, taking on too strong a company. He'd earlier won well at Wexford over 2 miles, and I think he has a bit of a chance here stepping into handicap company for the first time. One there called Moon over Germany, a stable companion, has run very well the 2 novice chases to date, second to Palome Bloom here at Christmas, and third before that to get aboard as Punch. Now, there's very good horses beat him there, so he's interested on his first handicap. The one I was looking at, though, was a horse called Kildurry. I did fancy him the last time, but he finished fourth in Stanmore Chase. He seemed to be given an offer to do on that occasion by Ruby Walsh. He seemed to pull very hard, but he was last most of the way and then ran on well in the straight to finish beaten by about 8 lengths. I just have a feeling that, you know, this Leopardstown course might suit him better. He does take a bit of a pull, but he's ridden with plenty of restraint. But I just think he jumps fairly well. That was his first handicap. He should improve on that. And he just gets the vote to win that final race tomorrow at the 4:20.
Okay, so that's the Saturday action. Moving on to Sunday's action, and the 8 race card kicking off at 12:40. All kicking off with the Paddy Mullins Mares Handicap Hurdle Grey B contest over 2.25 miles. We've 18 mares will face the starter here.
Yeah, firstly, opening race, all right, to head off on Sunday, Patrick, and lots of horses in the chances. Scenoria for Henry de Bonpet was the anti-post favourite during the week after impressing very much when winning at Down Royal last time at Maiden Hurdle. Before that, I finished fourth at Gordon Park. Very likely race, and the mark of 128 could be of interest here, there's no question about that. The form worked out pretty well because when she finished fourth at Ballyneety at Gordon, he went on and has ran well off a mark of 127 last time, and Ace finished close third off top weight. So that Scenoria is certainly one to watch. Woody Mullins has a couple of runners, and the best one probably is the Cut the Mustard, with a good chance here, and a second to Jatez at Christmas. She was second at that occasion, went up £3 for that. Jatez hasn't let the farm down, and certainly could go very well here. Court Maid's in great form for Tom Mullins, with his son David on board, has won her last 3 races, but has climbed for mark now of 109 up to 124, so she's £15 higher, which makes things more difficult for her. Augusta Gold was a good winner last weekend, actually, for Margaret Mullins and her son Danny, up £10 for that, and would have a bit of a chance. Well, another one would come here with good form is Clementina for Tony Martin, winner of her last 2 starts. And Sassy Diva is another one for Shane Crawley, has ran well. It's finished second to Honeysuckle at third for Christmas. That was quite a good effort, because Honeysuckle is now leading fancy for the Cheltenham Mayor's Novice Hurdle there. So very, very open race, as you would imagine, to start off the card. I think Cut the Mustard might be good enough to win, but I'd be very much afraid of Sassy Diva.
Okay, the second race of the card is the Tattersall's Ireland Spring Juvenile Grade 1 contest for the 4-year-olds. Martin, of course, another promising qualifier or a tester going into the JCB Triumph at Cheltenham. And what do we see winning out of the 11 runners here?
Yeah, this is definitely the best 4-year-old hurdle race of the year, Patrick, without a question of a doubt. You've got a lot of rivalries here. Horses have been meeting each other for a second time and a third time, and not much to choose between the lot of them. Cuir Sublime for Gordon Elliott was unlucky atop the fall, the last hurdle, actually, here at Christmas, when coming to what looked like a winning challenge in a Grade 2 event, and he must have a good chance, hopefully, granted a clear round this time. Gardens of Babylon and Surin, they have clashed in a thrilling race the last time, it has to be said, at a Ferry House. Now, Surin just won by a nose on that occasion, but meets her rival on much worse terms here on Sunday. So I think Gardens of Babylon will probably emerge best of that particular little battle. But in saying that, the big two could be Sir Eric and Tiger Tap Tap. Now, they finished first and second, respectively, in a maiden hurdle at Leperstown over Christmas. It was a fiercely contested event. There was only a neck between them at the line. Sir Eric was a very good horseman trained on the flat by Aidan O'Brien. He actually had the mark of 109 over hurdle, so that just shows you he's a very, very good horse in his own right, and he certainly jumped well on that occasion. Tiger Tap Tap comes from France for Woody Mullins, and that was a very good performance to get him in the neck of Sir Eric. There was nothing between them on that occasion. I thought Tiger Tap Tap might have won if he jumped the last more cleanly, and it gave him a narrow vote maybe to reverse that form with Sir Eric. They look the big two here, but certainly it is a very, very good race. I'll just go along with Tiger Tap Tap to maybe beat Sir Eric on this occasion, but there shouldn't be much between them.
Okay, the third race is the Chanel Farmer Novice Grade 1 over 2 miles, Martin. A trial again for the Supreme Novice at Cheltenham, and we've got some classy runners here among the 9-runner field.
Yeah, Araman, I suppose, is the one with the proven form, all right, Patrick. He's been on the go a while now, and he won a Grade 1 last time at Leperstown over Christmas, beating Sanctus Simona by an impressive 6 lengths. Ruby Walsh actually rode him on that occasion, but it could be a bit significant that Ruby actually doesn't ride him on Sunday. He does ride, Paul Townend actually rides Araman. He rides a horse called Classical Dream for Willie Mullins. It was impressive, I thought, Classical Dream, and winning a maiden hurdle here at Christmas time. And actually, he had a Vision Donair of Gordon Elliott's back and forth place on that occasion. Now, Vision Donair went on and won at Punchdown in very, very good style, and is possibly going to be star favourite here. I thought he was very impressive on that occasion. So there shouldn't be much between the big two here. Valdu is another one for Noel Mead, was impressive in winning a maiden hurdle last time. Well, Elixir Danae is another one for Willie Mullins, actually finished second to Vision Donair at Punchdown. I wouldn't be without a chance too. So a lot of kind of potential here at taking on Araman. I just have a feeling that while Araman is a decent horse and he should go very well, the potential horses maybe might have his number on this occasion. I thought Vision Donair was very impressive at Punchdown last time, and I give him a narrow vote to beat Classical Dream and Araman in another very, very competitive contest.
The next race is the William Fry Handicap Hurdle. It's a Grade B contest for horses rated 0 to 150 over 3 miles, and we have a field of 16 here.
Yeah, really wide open contest, as you would imagine, Patrick, here. Now, there was one last year by Total Recall, who took advantage of a much lower handicap mark to win well. This is going to be much more open. Salty Boy, good winner for Marvin Mullins last time at Navan, up 6 pounds. Junior won here at Christmas over 3 miles for Henry de Bombhead, Ratio Blackmore. She certainly would have a chance again under a 7 pound higher mark. Dallas the Pictons was impressive last time at Punchdown, the maiden hurdle. Steps into handicap company for the first time off a mark of 130, and certainly would have a good chance. While Pleasure Dome is a decent mare for William Mullins, has been running without success, but was a bit unlucky last time when toured at Limerick over 3 miles and very soft ground in a graded race. Now, he's very unlucky on that occasion. Danny Mullins couldn't get any room to challenge in the straight. I think Pleasure Dome could start favourite here. Mary Francis finished a good tour at Cork last time, while Jimmy Breakey was toured at Navan for Stuart Crawford. And Brosnan George actually is much improved horse. He's actually chasing a four-timer now, Arthur Moore's horse. Jumped up an awful lot in the weight, so he's up £20 for his 3 wins. And even though off 10-3, he's stepping up, he looks to have a nice weight. He certainly is stepping up in class as well. So a wide open contest. You'd imagine the winner will come from one of those, all right. I think Dallas Depicton certainly impressed last time and might be worth chancing on his handicap debut. Well, at a bigger price, Jimmy Breakey should make the first four and could reward each way punters who, you know, he might be around 16-1 in a very open race.
Okay, the start of the chase is then the Grade 1 Flowgas Novice Chase over 2.5 miles. 8 runners here, but great to see Le Bragawa, one of the popular mares this season from the Warren Greatrex stable.
Yeah, and she must have an outstanding chance, Patrick, here. Getting £7 from some very useful rivals. She was a very good winner at Kenton last time in Stephen's Day. And, you know, she just is a very, very consistent mare. She's a very good mare over hurdles as well. And I think Richard Johnson coming over to ride her speaks volumes for her chances. And it's great to have a Danish rider over here. And I've got a feeling she can actually win this. Delta Works is one of my favourite horses, though, I have to say. He's a very, very good horse, this fella. I just think he could do with some rain over the weekend. And I don't think we're going to get any. He was a good winner over 3 miles here at Christmas. won a very handy beat of Hartcon Mortal, who runs again by 8 lengths. Before that, of course, Beetle of Reachbrook in Finmore Chase. That was really a cracking effort. And before that, had won a Down Royal. So he's a very good horse to still to work. I just have a feeling, though, given 7 pounds to the bag of work, and this type of ground over 2.5 miles might be beyond them. I think he wants 3 miles. He's a real good fancy for the RSA Chase at the Cheltenham Festival. Stable companion Hardline was a good winner last time out of a Grade 1 at Limerick, their first ever Grade 1 down there on St. Stephen's Day. He took advantage, though, of a bad mistake at the last by Get Aboard to win at that occasion, but certainly wouldn't be without a chance. The other one certainly worth to mention is Aidan Howard, he's a local trainer here in the Curra. Winter Escape, owned by JP McManus, has won 3 chases to date in very good style. It was a great price last time, winning a 12-1 at Punchtown. That was a bit of a surprise that he was able to beat the favourite, but certainly 12-1 was a good price. Mark Walsh rides him, and again, he's another one that could do with a bit of rain over the weekend. So another cracking contest here. I like La Bagawa. I just think conditions favour her on Sunday. Just might be good enough to beat Delta Walk in another really thrilling contest.
Okay, the next race is the Grade 1 UWET Irish Gold Cup over 3 miles, and this could be one of the races of the season again with 10 declared here.
Yeah, no, Kenboy, he won the big race at Christmas, the Savills Chase, and on that occasion, Road to Respect was certainly an unlucky loser back in third. He slipped twice going around, I have to say, especially at the business end of the race, about the third last fence, there was a costly slip, and he did run a very good race. Of course, he ran a cracker last year to finish fourth in the Gold Cup at Cheltenham, and he's a very good horse in his own right. He won the Down Royal race very well, the James Nicholson Chase on his first run of the season in very good style, and I think he's a worthy favourite here on the way, Patrick. Instead of that, Album Photo for William Owens, good winner Tremor last time. The farm worked out pretty well because Invitation Only, who finished third to him, went on and won the Tyson Chase next to him out on a big weight. Well, Bell's Hill for William Owens is another strong one here with Ruby Welch on board. Finished fourth last time behind Kenby, but that was his first run of the season. He won the Punchdown Gold Cup in April, and of course was just beaten in an Irish Grand National, off a huge weight when he kind of made a mistake at the last and ruined his chance. But he's a very good horse, Bell's Hill. The only thing about him, though, I think going left-handed, like at Cheltenham and Leopardstown, he doesn't always suit him. I think he's a much better horse going right-handed. I just have a slight worry about that. Mona Lee's a good horse for Henry the Bombhead, but he just might want softer ground. I'm never quite sure. He sees out the 3 mile trip fully. I just think, all in all, this is Road to Respect's race to lose. I think he really has very good form. He was a very unlucky loser last time, and provided all things right, around 5-2, 3-1, I think he should win.
Okay, the Grade A Leopardstown Chase, of course, sponsored by Abbey International, is over 2.5 miles. Again, we've 17 going to post here, Martin.
Yeah, another wide open contest, Patrick. Last year's winner, Last Goodbye, he did a bit of a favour last year. He's up £11 now, and I think he'll struggle to do it again. Any second now for Ted Walsh, was his leading fancy for the Paddy Power Chase. Didn't run too bad over 3 miles, but maybe step back to 2.5 will suit him. Cuba Mania for Gardinelli is a very, very consistent animal. Up £5 for his recent 2 seconds. 2.5 won't be any problem for him, and he certainly is one for the shortlist. Fitzhenry was throwing the Paddy Power Chase, but it probably won softer ground and maybe a longer trip than this. Well, it's interesting to see Ruby Walsh riding Live, Love, Laugh. That would have a bit of a chance. The Name Escapes Me was a well-touted favourite for the Paddy Power Chase, but never really got involved. I think the big field over 3 miles was a bit much for him. He'd won very well before that at Navan over 2.5, which is more like this trip, but he went up £13 for that win, and, you know, he probably might have to find more improvement. Speaker Connolly was an interesting one too. He won well at Christmas, up £11 for that now for Donna Myler and the Fleming. And the second horse came out and won very well last week at Nace called Poker Party. Well, the bottom one here wouldn't be without a chance. Score Mar, 10th in the Paddy Power for Tom Mullins, before that 6th at Navan, and Mark Enright off a low weight could be dangerous. The one I was looking at though was Black Scorpion. He was toward the Munster National. I thought he ran very well on that occasion. Before that, he won at the Stole. And I just think he's a bit of a chance for Eric McNamara. I think going back in trip, 10-2 on his back over 2.5 miles, he gets an each-way vote in another extremely competitive handicap on what is a terrific card on Sunday.
And to round off the terrific card, I should say, is the Grade 2 Coomore Mares Bumper, Martin, and a very interesting race here again with William Mullins probably holding the leading chances.
Probably so with Rebel Oak. It's funny really, Patrick, this race won last year by Relegate, of course, went on and won the Champion Bumper, and that was a bit of a surprise winner on that occasion. But I just feel that this race actually isn't as strong as it possibly could be. It's a great pot here, and I just have a sneaking feeling for the bottom one here. A horse called Two Shoe Tom has been second or last 2 starts against some very decent horses. Second last time, only beaten half length to Exit Pole over this course and distance on St. Stephen's Day. Declan Avery takes the mount, and I think this one is a really good chance. The Willie Mullins horse won well at Downpatrick, Rebel Ogwick, beaten since, and his first time out with her, Botani, could be of interest if there was money in speaking for Derek O'Connor, is actually an interesting booking for this Botany. It wouldn't have to be marvellous to actually win first time out, but at the same time, I suppose Patrick would have had the choice, but maybe he wouldn't be able to do 11 stone 1, and maybe he's riding Rebel Rogue simply because of the weight. Heaven Help Us was a good winner first time out for Paul Hensey a couple of weeks ago, but Santa Rosa was a surprise winner as well for Dermot McLaughlin on his on her first start, won a 25-1. So it's a very interesting contest to round it off. I think Two Shoe Tom has good form, and I'm going to take her to take it to beat the actual previous winners in the race with Declan Avery on board.
Okay, so some superb racing, Martin. And finally, before we wrap up, I suppose, just for anyone that's going, the advice is definitely to get down to Leopardstown early if you are going.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, the big match on Saturday, of course, Ireland and England, the rugby. If you are going, don't worry, because you're not going to miss a beat of that. It's on, I think, 4:45, the last race, 4:20. This music's been played by De Laurento, so obviously top-class band as well. So lots for everything there. Hopefully Ireland will beat England in the rugby. That'll be a tremendous result. It's going to be a fantastic match anyway. That kicks off at 4:45, but there's big screens all around the Leopardstown area. You won't miss a beat if you're staying up to watch it. It's going to be a lot of English fans there tomorrow, obviously, with the rugby as well. It's a great weekend for the English to come over, watch top class race, and then head down to the match, and then maybe come back on the Sunday as well. It's a really good weekend, and we're expecting big crowds. Hopefully the weather is going to be dry anyway. It's definitely going to be cold, but it's certainly going to be dry, and hopefully it'll be a big crowd both days, and some, as you say, some top class racing. It really is really good racing.
Yeah, it really is, Martin. And I suppose it is that time of the week where we are going to get your best bets of the weekend.
Yeah, I give a couple for each day, I suppose. I do like that Eclair de Beaufort on the 2 o'clock handicap hurdle at Leopardstown on Saturday. And I like Ted Walsh's Kildare in the last race, the Goff's handicap chase. They'd be two for the handicaps there. On Sunday, I do fancy Rose Respect. I think he can win the big race, the Unibet Irish Gold Cup. I think he's a very good horse, and I hope that he can win there. I also like the chance of Black Scorpion, that 4:10. And I'm going to take a chance on the last race, the 4:40, Two Shoe Tom. But hopefully, maybe one or two winners on that preview we did there, but certainly racing is a real winner this week, and let's hope the weather can play ball.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm sure everyone's going to play ball this weekend between horses, trainers and punters as well. Should be a super weekend, what is the second running of the Dublin Racing Festival. Martin Murphy, thanks very much for joining us again this week, and I'm sure we'll catch up to you again next Friday. We're looking forward to next week's racing, which will be superb again.
No problem at all. We have Nace and Punchdown next week, Patrick, and more good racing there for the County Kildare punters.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.